Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your fair business can affect current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Lucille Crane, Mayor Pro Tem, Anaheim, California. Welcome.
Hi, good to see you again, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And first-timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Jill Kanzo, the Executive Director, Support Our Anaheim Resorts. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And what are we celebrating today? Of course, every day starts off with a celebration. Yes, we woke up in a great country. So let's celebrate National Toasted Marshmallow Day today. Add a little bit of graham crackers and chocolate for me, please. Obviously, I have beaten anorexia. So we'll go with the full carb load this morning. Just a simple thought there. You gotta love that kind of stuff. I do. Watching the markets this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average. Yeah, we're talking about resorts today. The Dow Jones, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. And today has been no different than most days. Looking at oil, it is also a bit of a roller coaster. Down 56 cents. A gallon today, or 56 cents a barrel today on gas. Now, obviously, we got it then. Whenever we look at the gas prices or look at the oil prices, we do look. $2.21.8 is the national average, according to AAA. Right here in the state of confusion, we get to pay $2.68.1 a gallon. Very, very close to where all the refineries are, right there in the beautiful state of Hawaii, where they're paying about the same thing. In California, and I don't know about you, I don't remember seeing too many refineries in Hawaii, but you know, there must be because we pay the same price, and there's probably no expense in shipping from California to Hawaii. But we'll move right along and continue our conversation today. What is happening to our senior? Well, we measure that by the United States 10-year Treasury, it's about flat, a whopping 1.57. percent interest if you put your money there for 10 years. A little bit better than Germany, who doesn't give you all your money back, or Japan, where you don't get all your money back if you invest in their 10-year treasury. So we still are better off. But we're at about a 1.57 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year treasury. Those of you contemplating a mortgage or wondering where mortgages are heading, you know that you can add 1.76 to the 1.57 yield. It'll get you approximately where the spread normally is on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. So just add those two numbers together. Interesting information. Watching the news for you this morning, I must applaud, and I think I can do that very easily. Justin Moore in the news. Are you a country music fan? I'm a big-time country music fan. I'm not into some of what I call the rap and all that other stuff. It's foul language, for one. I don't care about those people using it on stage. It's foul. But Justin Moore, you got to give props to the guy. He stopped his concert the other night, mid-concert. You got to love it. Stops his concert, apparently, right near the front of the auditorium or the theater or whatever they're playing in, because he does open up for some pretty big country music stars. Stops concert right in the middle because he sees a gentleman hitting a lady right near the front of the auditorium, and tells the man in no uncertain terms what he, Justin Moore, will do to the guy if he continues doing that, and promptly has the gentleman, maybe he's not a gentleman, has the jerk thrown out of the concert. You got to love it when people stand up and make a stand for what's right in our society, as opposed to the jerk in San Francisco, who maybe he'll be unemployed by the end of the day. I hope so. I'm still out on my crusade. I've got a personal crusade, and I hope you'll join this very, very simple crusade. You see, some people say that, you know, Kaepernick can do what he wants and say what he wants, and I agree that he has that right. Many people have fought and died in our country, so he has that right. But they fought and died in our country for me to have the right to say he's a jerk, and I won't support any team that supports him. I will not go to a Ram game when they pay the 49ers because I don't want to support something that supports that jerk. Very, very simple. So we have the opportunity to make our point heard just as well as that jerk has the opportunity to make his point heard. And if you don't believe that the point is heard, take a look at the stock market. If you want to find out where this goes, take a look at the stock market. And I'm going to see if I can find a stock symbol here for you to look at. It's a pretty simple stock symbol. Target. You've seen what's happening with Target stock? Yeah. Target stock is not doing very well. And they're looking at it. And how do they determine why their stock isn't doing well? Well, here's the report. Since Target decided that anybody who wants to use whatever bathroom they want to use for the day they want to use it, there's been a pledge, 1.4 million people signed a pledge to stop shopping at Target unless they reverse the policy. Well, Target, same store sales fell 7.2%. 2.2% in the second quarter alone. Do you think people that will have a impact on a company's policies when some of these things start happening? How about the number of check stands? So that's where they get a lot of their business as well. Obviously, that's how they determine some of their numbers. Less people visiting Target, so they're not buying any of that impulse merchandise at the front counter where they make boatloads of money. And maybe they hear the fact that people don't really – there is a vocal minority that's out there saying we want to be able to use whatever bathroom we want to use, but there is a silent majority who are now voting, and they get the opportunity of voting just like we do on the Jerk Kaepernick. They vote with their feet. They walk out of Target. They might go to – now, think about this. Target sells a lot of product that – people want and need. So how are the people doing? They're going somewhere else to get that product. Maybe they're going over to Walmart. Maybe they're going, I don't know where they're, maybe they're going to Amazon. They're going somewhere because they still need the same products. But they made their voice heard. They made their voice known. Speaking of the voices being heard and the voices being known, we got to go back to one of our famous sound bites.
But we have to pass the bit so that you can find out what is in it.
Yeah, well, we're finding out what's in it, all right. Enrollment down in the Unaffordable Care Act right now as insurers are now dropping out. The insurers are getting out of the plan. I wonder why the insurers would get out. Couldn't it have anything to do with United Healthcare losing $1 billion 2015, 2016? Couldn't it have anything to do with Healthcare Service Corp losing $2 billion in their first 2 years? Maybe Highmark losing $600 million. Blue Cross Blue Shield losing $400 million. Could that be the reason they're getting out of it?
Oh, I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, well, Kaiser Family Foundation, one-third of the consumers only have one option. And those of you living in the bright spot of, I think it's Pinellas County. Pinellas County right there in Arizona. You got to love this one. I mean, we've done this here in the state of Fusion with water, but they're doing this in, I believe it's Pinellas, where you have to have health care insurance. If your company doesn't provide it, you have to go to the Unaffordable Care Act website. But there's a little bit of a problem. There are no options for you to get health care in that area. No options. Nobody is offering health care under the Unaffordable Care Act in that area. So what do? Penalty because you have to have health care insurance and you can't get it. Kind of like I think it was one of the areas in the San Gabriel Valley where they were fining you if you were using too much water and also fining you if your grass turned brown. Try and figure that one out.
You're absolutely useless.
Correct. Unbelievable. I better get off my soapbox today. I wonder what's going to happen with the Affordable Care Act, being that we've got a lot of the bronze plan. That's the solution of the administration this time. If you want to keep your doctor, no, wait, they're not going there either. So Ron's plan, they're going to make that plan cheaper for you to get the insurance. They'll just increase the deductible a little bit so that you can't afford to get health care, but you'll be insured. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, 10 beach towns will real estate is a bargain. You think they're in California? I doubt it. Is student debt a contributor to rise in renters? We'll find out. Why is there so much paperwork to get a mortgage? What's happening with the Angels? What's happening with hotels? What's happening? Oh, we got a lot to talk about, so we better get on with the broadcast today, and we're going to have a lot of fun. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you're any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But it's available. You can see Ron Siegel, Ron Siegel, and this one on YouTube. And as of today, TuneIn.com has carried Ron Siegel Radio as well. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the area trust professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your property. You can't get that online. They don't have that information. 10 beach towns where real estate is a bargain. Never thought I'd really say those words, real estate and bargain and beach town, all in the same sentence. But here is the concept, because there are some places where real estate is a bargain. Top 10, we've got that for you. I might not even give you all of them, because I think you're going to get a clue here as we start. Keensburg, New Jersey, boasts that costs about $160,000. No, that's not the down payment like it is in Newport Beach. Well, I guess you can't even use that as a down payment in Newport Beach. Mastic Beach, New York. Never heard of that one. $180,000 per Zillow. Crisfield, Maryland, under $100,000, according to Trulia. Riverside, Rhode Island, California. You get a close beachfront property there if we have enough earthquakes. $181,000, according to Realty Track. The average temperature there, 72 degrees in June, July, and August. The other parts of the year, maybe not quite so comfortable. Palm Beach, Florida, under $500,000, according to Realty Track. We're getting closer to the California side. Emerald Island, North. Now, I'm going to stop reading all these because you're probably getting a clue that they're all along the eastern seaboard. Most of them are places you've never heard of. Do you want to go there? I don't know, but those are some beach towns. You can get bargain real estate if you can survive the winters. My thought, that's the time real estate segment again, brought to you by area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. So this morning we get to chat, and I always preface my conversations when I bring some folks that really focus on Anaheim into the studio. The reason I give this preface is I know we're covering all the way from Mexican border to Santa Barbara, and if you're old enough to remember Jerry Duffy, From the Desert to the Sea, all that kind of good stuff. But Anaheim happens to be a bit of a microcosm for what's going on in the state, I believe. You see a lot of things that happen in Anaheim, and then all of a sudden the state follows certainness. Chat about Anaheim. So we've got Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem Lucille Kring is with us, and the Executive Director of Support Our Anaheim Resort, Jill Candler, with us. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
So let's chat about Anaheim. I know there's a lot going on in Anaheim. So I know that there was some controversy with a hotel initiative recently.
Really controversy in Anaheim? I can't imagine. Yes, it was very controversial. We put this program in place a couple of years ago. Any hotelier that wanted to build to a per diamond property, we would give them some incentive, because the developers were coming to us. They'd say, no, the banks needed this assurance of incentive because they wanted to make sure the construction loans were paid for. So we got together, and they will get a 7% incentive. It were not
70% of what?
70% of the bed tax, the GST.
Okay.
And we don't have this. Some people think we have money in a vault that we're going right back to the developers. It's just not so. They have to build a four diamond, and it has to be paid and looked at by AAA. It's $225,000 a key, and it has to be about 40,000 FF&Es. They're fixtures.
Wait a second. You're going way too fast, Ms. Lucille. I'm just a simple guy here. Do a little bit of radio.
Okay. They
with it for. You've got the most expensive keys I've ever heard of. And I've seen when I go to Disneyland, they've got those big, massive gold keys. Even those are, what, $200,000 for a key?
Well, it's a special key.
Okay.
It's not a key to the city, though. But hoteliers, we have 2 4 diamond hotels in the city. It's the Grand California and Disneyland Hotel.
Okay.
And they are filled capacity. They run about 95, 97% capacity. And so the vacancy is very low. But when we have big conventions coming to town, when we have our ball players, the Ducks and the Angels, these people are used to staying in four diamond properties. And they're not going to stay at a Disney property because it's family oriented. So they're going down to.
I could just see a ball player going to stay at the Disneyland Hotel and thinking they're going to get some rest.
Yes, well, that's
right.
Not
I mean, because every young person in the world is going to want an autograph.
Absolutely. So that's not going
rightly
to happen.
So. That's what they want.
Absolutely. And they won't have to pay for it when they see the person. So they're going down to Newport, to Huntington Beach, to Dana Point, because they do have four diamond properties. So it's been estimated that the city needs around 2,600 four diamond rooms. So we're, because you couldn't, the developers weren't going to do it, we set a policy out that if you wanted to build a four diamond property with the costs I've just explained, and they're getting about $400, $500 a night. So when you get, when you build the property, all those jobs, you build it and somebody actually stays in the room, the next day they pay whatever the room rate is, that at the end of the year, we will true it up and you will get, the developer will get 70% back. And it's,
so it's not like the city is giving them anything. It's, they're just giving a rebate.
They're giving,
what they've collected.
Yeah,
they're like the bank. Right,
so, kind of called an incentive to build. And if they do not build to four diamond standards, they get nothing.
And if they don't promote it and have anybody staying there, how much do they get?
Nothing.
So the city's really not giving them anything.
No.
It's just the city's taking a piece of the pie, and the property or the hotel gets a piece of pie.
Right, and the property owner will always pay four diamond. There's a hotelier now that has been paying four diamond property taxes since 07, and he's finally going to start building. And they will always pay the sales tax. And
what does four diamond property taxes mean?
Oh, the dirt under the property. If you're a three-star, you pay a lesser amount. Your assessment is less.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like,
gotcha.
If you put a barbecue in your backyard, the assessor comes out. Is it in the ground or can you move it? If it's in the ground, you get an assessment that's higher. If it's not in the ground, because we did that,
okay,
there's no assessment. So Jill probably wants to speak to that,
no,
too. It's a great, great program, and we got it passed on a 3-2 vote. And it's jobs, and they're higher paying.
So we
jobs.
Have two people. So you're trying to tell me, I'm not going to ask you to sit, confirm this, but it was just as a simple guy. So there's two people on the Anaheim City Council that doesn't want to promote jobs. Okay, I get it.
That's basically it in a nutshell.
Unbelievable. And you're more than welcome to go and find out who those two people are in Anaheim that don't want jobs for us. But that's a different story. So Jill, tell me, before we go too far with you, Jill, I want to help me understand what is Support Our Anaheim Resort.
So thank you, Ron. Just as Lucille was saying, these four diamond hotels create jobs, economic impact, and really benefit the city. And what they really do for every Anaheim citizen is generate revenue for all of Anaheim. They fund public safety, such as police and fire, graffiti abatement, libraries, parks. We get the benefit of that. So several years ago, about 2007, our organization was formed to advocate for the Anaheim Resort District. It was Support Our Anaheim Resort, and we have come together to advocate for the resort because of what it does for all Anaheim citizens. So we are now more than 10,000 residents and civic leaders who are supportive of the resort district and work to advocate for policies that benefit all of Anaheim residents.
And, you know, being that Anaheim still is part of America, there's no real line, there's no wall, right? So, you know, the jobs that are being created there, even though it's in Anaheim, are not necessarily 100% Anaheim citizens, right? I mean, it can be a Garden Grove citizen, a Fountain Valley or Riverside. Now we've got Arctic coming in, so people can be coming from anywhere to get a job, right?
Except with the trades, we mandate that they have to go local hire, and that means Anaheim first. And true, you cannot get every trade to just do Anaheim. So they go out to Orange County first, and if they can't get them, then they go swing out farther, Riverside, Imperial. And so those jobs, people are very happy because, as I said, they're very high-paying jobs. And the nice thing that the trades do, it's helmets to hard hats. The real focus in getting veterans in there, too. So it's local hire, and if you are a vet, you get 2 points. And because so many of our vets are homeless, so many of them are living on the street. And so their focus is, we're going to bring you in, we're going to put you through an apprentice, and you get paid while learning how to do drywall or carpeting or whatever. And these, as I said, are high-paying jobs. And with the four diamond, the room rate is higher than the three-star.
So let me get back to the room rates and benefits here when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate current events and the financial markets. More about hotel incentives. I don't get it. I mean, I'm cheap, right? So I'll look at a coupon and use a coupon because it incentivizes me, if that's even a word, to go do something someplace. My son wants to go to Rita's after the podcast today. They've got $2 scoops of ice cream. seems almost like the same thing, isn't it? We're out with Lucille and Jill when we come back. You can just any time our off-air number. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RondoRadio.com. Connect with us on Twitter, at Rondo, as part of our broadcast. Listen in, that's Rondo Radio. We will be back in just a minute.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, every time at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that new home loan, or maybe you want the debt consolidation loan, maybe you want to stop paying 20-30% on your credit cards. We saw this already. We know it because Freddie Mac told us. 30-year fixed-rate Freddie Mac mortgage market survey, 3.43%. So if you're paying more than that, maybe there's a good reason for it, but you ought to look into it. Why is there so much paperwork when you're getting ready for a mortgage? Well, it's very, very simple. There is a couple of people that I'm very, very proud and happy to say they're no longer in the United States Congress. Dodd and Frank, both of them gone, because they did a wonderful job of creating additional paperwork. They did a wonderful job of increasing your appraisal fees, increasing your closing costs, increasing the cost of getting a mortgage, and then they take off. And now with all the litigation that goes on, you've got to really look and see there's a lot of different programs out there, and many of them just duplicate one another. And that's part of the reason why when you look at the different regulations that I chuckle at this all the time. When I was in the import-export business, I had a seven-figure line of credit. My loan documents were about 8 pages long. Now in the mortgage business, I look at people's documents and they go to get a $300,000 house and they've got 137 pages of documentation, 37 pages of initial disclosures that commit the lender to absolutely nothing and commit the borrower to absolutely nothing. And it has to be done 3 days to commit you to nothing. Makes a lot of sense. That is the way of our world when it comes to my guess is that neither Mr. Frank or Mr. Dodd ever had anything to do with the mortgage. Now, we do know that Mr. Dodd was supposedly one of the friends of Anthony, but that's a story for a different day. We'll figure that one out. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation, we are chatting with Anaheim Mayor Pro Tem Seal Kring and the Executive Director of Support Our Anaheim Resort, Jill Kensler, chatting about a lot of different subjects. But before the break, I was talking about the idea that you probably get a lot of different information at home on a regular basis that's trying to entice you to go and do something. You might get a lunch special from your favorite restaurant. You might get a coupon to go to obviously having beaten anorexia, Thrifties, dating myself, now Rite Aid, they had a special going on. I think it ended yesterday or the day before. You get 2 half gallons of ice cream for the price of one. Mm-hmm. Now, I have absolutely no room in my freezer anymore because I went and bought all kinds of ice cream, right? 2 for the price of 1. They give me an incentive to do something, and I did it. Now, those are only $4.99, not a big deal. You're talking about multi-million dollar hotels. Or we were talking during the break, ladies, about the Disney and the entertainment tax, right? And I went to the council meeting and watched that fiasco a little bit. And, I mean, I'm gonna rant on the city of Anaheim. The one bad thing about the city of Anaheim, they've got some lunatics that run the city that allow vulgar, disrespectful people in the council meeting. And I think it's disgusting.
I do, too.
I mean, I don't know anybody that agrees with it.
We've all been called the names before. It's
right?
Terrible.
And I think that when I was in high school, way back when, they had a part of our government class was that we had to go off at, in off hours to a courtroom, and we had to go to a council meeting. Mm-hmm. So we saw what these things are like. I hope, I have a niece that just started high school. I would want her to go to Anaheim City Council meeting.
No. Nobody wants their kid to see it or be there.
And that's disgusting.
It's disgusting, and not one other jurisdiction allows it. Matter of fact, that person that you're talking about, the main one, was thrown out of a supervisor's meeting once, and all of Huntington Beach, and he prevailed when he sued them. But it's when I have the gavel, when the mayor's not there and I have the gavel, I gavel him down. I will not allow that kind of talk. It doesn't need to be, and people always get up after and apologize for him. They don't need to apologize. He needs to apologize, or he needs to stop coming every single meeting.
And you know something, I support his right to speak, but if he's not smart enough to speak without vulgarity, it just shows he's not a very smart person. Personal opinion.
Personal opinion, yeah. And I've known him for over 20 years.
Okay, well, my condolences to you.
I appreciate that.
You know, but let's go back and talk about it.
Sure.
Is my assumption or my personalization or thought process on the incentives using the Disney? Because I like to, I'm a simple guy.
Mm-hmm. Other cities are giving away land, and the hotels are being built there. And, we were not for years. We didn't offer enough incentive to have the Four Diamond hotels be built. Now we are, and now we're going to see the benefits of it. And TOT continues to rise ever since we instituted. So we're just thrilled that Anaheim's going to benefit. All of Orange County is going to benefit. So.
Well, that's an interesting point you bring up, Jill, because a lot of people think, and I've heard the comment, well, if we don't give them the money, they're going to build anyway. And it sounds like that's really not quite phased.
Disney had the entitlements to build this hotel for 20 years. And only now with the incentive do they move forward. Luckily, they've been doing incredible investments in the park. Now, with the incentive, now they're moving forward with a four-diamond hotel. So, lucky us.
Yeah.
They're taking a parking lot for the downtown Disney. It's a parking lot that throws off about $40,000 a year in property tax, which is nice to the coffers of the city. But when you get the four-diamond, they're going to be throwing off millions of dollars from that land. So, it's win-win for everybody.
It seems to me what is it? Can either of you give me an idea as to what the opposing side's thoughts are?
Well, as I mentioned before, I guess during the break, they think that we've got this money in a pot somewhere, that they can use it for the city, for the kids, for whatever. And there is no money. This does not exist. It won't exist until the building is built. People actually rent a room, and at the end of the year, it's trued up. So we have the use of that until it's trued up. It all goes to the general fund, and it's going to be a win-win. The incentive goes for 20 years, and after that, the city gets 100% of the TOT. It's the only tax that the city actually gets 100% of. Sacramento has not found a way to scoop it out yet.
So let's back up one step, though, because you know a lot of times you think about these things, and they kind of – people will say they're hypotheticals, right? That maybe it'll happen. Maybe they'll start building. We went through and we started talking a little bit earlier about the entertainment tax.
Right.
And how much building was Disney doing prior to that vote of extending, not something new, mm-hmm. extending that tax? Were they doing any building over there at that time?
Absolutely. When Cars Land, the movie came out, the next year, they developed Cars Land. They took out their garden or their farm, and they built Cars Land, which was extraordinarily successful. And our coffers in the city of Anaheim jumped. The bed tax, the sales tax, everything went up. And it goes out to the rest of Orange County because we realize people stay in Laguna or they stay in Huntington Beach. They come here to go to Disneyland. So we're sharing the benefit of all of that.
But when they did the vote, the council voted to approve the entertainment tax, and that was a 30-year or the non-tax, I guess is a better way of putting it. We have a 30-year agreement now, right? Or a 20-year?
30.
Wasn't there two different paths that they could take, $1 billion or $1.5 billion, depending upon what they did something?
The 20 years for the hotel. The 30 years is for Disney. Disney has been in Anaheim for over 60 years, and during that time, they had never had an admissions tax. So they wanted to say, okay, you give us the same benefit, no admissions tax, which, by the way, is paid for by the guest, never by Disney. And so if you give us that for 30 years, we will put $1 billion of improvement, and it has to be true improvement. It just can't be planting a tree. It's got to be something that will bring patrons in. We'll put $1 billion into the park. And if you do it for another 15 years, we have that option, we'll put another $500 million into it.
And they immediately turned around, I mean, I think it was within a month, announced the opening and development of Star Wars Land, 6,800 stall parking structure, the Harbor Gateway.
Right.
I mean, such incredible investment. And I mean, the community just went nuts, the idea of Star Wars Land coming. And it's already, they're moving dirt, the parking, mm-hmm. it's happening. It's real. This
cause
is
and effect,
yes.
Right? I mean,
right.
It's not a hypothetical. They really start doing the work within a month. I mean, they had the plans, obviously, to do
yeah.
something.
Well,
but they weren't going to implement it until
right.
they saw what the city really behind us.
Absolutely. And people say they would have built it anyway. Disney got options.
Sure.
They're not going to pick up Disney and move it. Disney is still going to be here, but we may not have had the improvement of Star Wars, which is the biggest movie in the history of whatever. And so the people love the movie, they love the series, and now they're going to love the park.
Look at the chaos in a good way that was created at Universal by the opening of their Harry Potter exhibit.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, people are going crazy over that. And I think you may end up seeing the same thing at Disneyland. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more about city and private sector working together maybe not having to just cause more taxes for the individual. Yeah, it might be a benefit there. We'll talk about that one and talk about it when we come back. Is student debt a contributor to rise in rent? Time our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at ronsiegel. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. To Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. I haven't found one since the 90s when I started looking at credit reports. I've not seen one report in all those years that's completely accurate. Even I looked at a report that was an 834 FICO score, which is almost perfect. 850 is perfect. We still found about 8 or 9 errors on that report. It didn't matter because of the score being so good, but every report has errors. You need to understand that. Our friends over at sanitizer.com can help you with that. Is student debt a contributor to rise in renters? Well, of course it is. Pretty simple. They've made it so simple for our young people to get student loans, whether they need them for their education, for their tuition or not. And they don't realize that when they get out of school, yeah, they got to pay for them. and it goes against their debt-to-income ratio. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac just changed their guidelines to increase the amount of money that we have to allocate on the debt-to-income ratio. Sure helps that out a lot, right? So the portion of millennial renters aged 20 to 34 who has student loans increased every year but one since 2008, according to CoreLogic. Reported 21% increase from 2008 when it stood at 38% to 2015 when it stood at 48%. Think about some of these numbers. CoreLogic data shows that the average student loan balance reached $31,900. $31,900 in 2015 for the age group of 20 to 34. A 41.8% increase compared to the numbers in 2008. 41.8%. Yikes. And you wonder why the young people are having trouble buying houses, and you wonder why we've got 1.1% GDP. Yeah, it all ties in because our economy starts with housing. 7% of GDP is the consumer. When consumers buy houses, guess what they're doing? They're pushing somebody else out of house who's going to then buy a bigger house. Who's going to push somebody else out to buy a bigger house until they get to be old like me, start resizing or downsizing, some people refer to it. Think about that. It is the economic engine of our society, and when they're not doing that, you end up with a 1.1% GDP, and some people think that's good. Not me. But that is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation, Lucille Kring, Mayor Pro Tem of Anaheim, Jill Kanzler, the Executive Director, support our Anaheim Resort. So we've been chatting this morning about a lot about hotels, nice hotels, the lack of a wall between Anaheim and its bordering cities, and how we can end up getting a little bit more. We talked a little bit about this, Lucille, a couple of weeks ago, I think I was chatting, maybe more than that. I was chatting about the idea that you build these four diamond hotels, and you know, you're talking $500 a night, and you got a great convention center across the street. You begin these conventions and end up bringing in quite a few people who are on expense accounts, right? Those are the folks that get to spend even more money than those who are spending it out of their own pocket.
Absolutely.
And they want to stay at a nice place because they can write it off.
Absolutely.
And they can go to a nice dinner, right? And they spend more and more, and their expense mm-hmm. accounts grow and grow. And who benefits from all that?
Anaheim residents. And I think Jill wanted to talk about all the benefits. It's just wonderful. We are expanding our convention center. We had 101,000 people last year at the National Association of Music Merchants. And they have said, if you do not expand, we will leave. So again, the majority of members of the council voted to expand the convention center. And the same people who voted against the hotels voted against the expansion. So I'm going to turn it over to Jill because she can give you a laundry list of the benefits that expansion and the hotels are going to benefit.
Good.
Well, I was just talking to Dave Burris with Visit Anaheim and talked about how the convention center is expanding. And he said the bookings are absolutely out of this world right now. Mm-hmm. I think 178 new bookings in the next couple of years based on convention center expansion, the different types of rooms that are available for their conventioners. So that's growing, so there's more demand for hotels.
So bring that back to the simple guy, Jill. You have 178 new bookings plus whatever they were doing already is bringing additional people maybe from, let's say hypothetical, New York City. They're coming to Anaheim. They're going to spend money in Anaheim. They're going to leave their money behind here. So that means we're going to get jobs in Anaheim and the surrounding communities, benefits us. And they're going to pay taxes so I don't have to increase. So Lucille's not going to raise my taxes in Anaheim because I'm an Anaheim resident because New Yorkers are paying for it.
Absolutely. You know, at SOAR, we are always saying, you know, 5% of the land generates almost 50% of the revenue for Anaheim. And yes,
5% of the land.
5%, just 5%. So it's amazing. So we've always kind of tried to quantify. I mean, those are a lot of millions of dollars.
Sure.
So we were able to kind of really break that down. And what that means to every Anaheim resident, the revenues generated from the hotels for 155 police officers, five fire companies. That's about six firemen and engines. Seven library
six
branches.
Six firemen and engines per or
per
total?
Each fire company.
Per fire company.
Yes.
Okay, so that's about 30 people right there, plus the equipment.
Exactly. Seven library branches. Orange County's only bookmobile. Staff for 57 parks and 10 community centers, and the city's entire spending for graffiti removal, maintaining and replacing street lights, and keeping up the medians and parkways. I mean, those are all real, genuine benefits that you're getting because of these hotels. I just don't understand why
people just go against it. It's the economic engine, and it's actually the resort area also is self-contained. They have beautiful landscaping, but they assess themselves. Everybody in the resort area pays for that, does not come out of the general fund at all. Other cities around us are raising sales tax because they're a negative. In the red, it's very blessed. We're in the black. We've got a strong economy. And we do it because we do these public partnerships. We do invest in our hotels because they're going to invest in our city. So it's a win-win for everybody.
So it's a very, very simple concept of right. It's probably one of the earliest things we learn in finance. It's called return on investment.
Right.
Right? I mean, Disney's not, all due respect, Disney's not putting $1 billion or $1.5 billion into the park in Anaheim because they like Anaheim residents.
I'm not saying
that they don't like it, but that's not the reason they're doing it.
They're doing it because
it's a business, and their business is to make money.
Absolutely.
Right? It is a finance show, so we want to tell them the business is to make money. So they're not doing it because they like us. They might like us, and I hope they like us, but they're doing it to make money.
But they also contribute.
And we can benefit them, too.
They contribute. Disneyland and Angel's owner and the Ducks, they contribute so much to the economy. And to the children in Anaheim, it's amazing. They have been partners with us for building seven Kaboom playgrounds. That the money has come from Disneyland, and all of them. So, and they get scholarships out. They give every kid in sixth grade is going to get a ticket to Disneyland as soon as they get to sixth grade. So that commitment they've also made to the kids in Anaheim. So Disney does.
But they don't get this. But you know something, they only get the recognition when there's some jerk on city council that I won't name his name that wants to say that they're a big company that's getting richer off of giveaways.
Yeah.
And it's not giveaways because they are a great partner with the community.
They're investing in the community, and that's really the poor use of terms. It is not at all any giveaway.
Right. And I laughed kind of bloviated quite a bit up the fact when they talked about the Angels being given property, but they were going to invest $1 billion. And you know, I laughed because I did have a conversation with the mayor at the time, and he said, well, they're going to do it anyway.
No, they're not.
And this was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and we're still at zero.
We're still at zero. They're not even talking to us anymore. So we were doing a great conversation, but you can't have a stumbling block. You can't just say, no, no. Eventually, you've got to say, let's talk.
Right. And you know something, I'll be the first to say Disney has been a very, very successful company, not because they're foolish.
No.
Artie Moreno with the Angels developed what he's developed, not because he's a dumb man, right? He's a very, very smart businessman. He's not going to be pushed around by people that just don't want to be a partner with them.
Right.
And we need to look at that part of it. How do you give them the incentive to come and do these things?
Right.
That's where the benefit is. Jill, can we get a copy of some of the things from you so we can post it on Ron Segal Radio? Now, because I think that there's a lot of people, and I know 500,000 people will be watching our broadcast this month, just the replays.
Oh.
So we want to make sure that we get that information out to everybody because, unfortunately, not everybody's watching right now. Not everybody's listening right now. But we can make sure that it is available for you. And we do ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Segal Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Also, we want to thank our guests for coming in. If you want more information or any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsegalradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Segal Radio.